Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk. Today, I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for July 17th, 2020. We've got quite the show. Usagi Yojimbo. Yes, please, in TV streaming news, but not necessarily what you might think. I mean, there's a lot. I'll work on these intro teasers, but let's jump into the news, shall we? Now we are getting into TV streaming. We have just a few things to talk about in TV streaming. First up is Snowpiercer, not a show that we necessarily talk about a whole lot on the show, but... We got Sean Bean, we knew was cast in the show, but we didn't know what his role was going to be. Well, they just released a new trailer, and his role has been made known, I guess is a way to say that. He will be Mr. Wilford, who is the architect of the train, the Snowpiercer. So he's going to become a Sean Bean character, and he's going to die, because we already know, based on the movie that this is the prequel to, that Mr. Willard is dead. So... at least we know it's coming this time, I guess. I thought Sean Bean wasn't going to take any more roles where he died. But I mean, it's just stick to what you know, I guess. next, oh, and this one's going to be divisive. It's not yet, but as soon as this launches, it's going to be divisive. So we're talking about Usagi Yojimbo, the kind of underground cult hero of I don't know if you would technically qualify the comic books that he's in as manga. I feel like he's in some manga, but by and large, the proper definition of the medium through which he comes through is comic books. He's also been in some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff. Usagi Yojimbo is the samurai. I don't know if samurai is the right word. Ninja, I guess. Ninja. Of course I didn't put that word in my notes. Either way, Rabbit with a sword, and he's freaking awesome. I love Usagi Yojimbo. It's been a little while since I've read any of them, obviously, because my vocabulary fails me. But we are getting a Netflix series, not to bury the lead too much, from the original creator, Stan Sakai, and James Wan's Bad Robot are going to be executive producing this. There's a laundry list of production people on this, and I couldn't... maybe I did. No, I did not find the who's going to be directing and so on and so forth. But I mean, so we come into a very interesting situation, because just this news on the surface is amazing. Usagi Yojimbo is a fantastic character. It's about dang time he's getting his own series. It's going to be a CG animated series as well. It's not going to be cel-shaded animation. But the divisive part of this is the content through which we're going to be introduced to this series, because it's not going to be about Usagi Yojimbo. Now go figure that. The name of the series is, as soon as I can read, there it is. Samurai, there you go. It was Samurai. Samurai Rabbit, The Usagi Chronicles. That's the name of the series. It's coming to Netflix. But it's going to focus on one of his descendants. It's set many, many years into the future. And his descendant, Yuichi, will be leading a gang of other anthropomorphized creatures that all want to become legendary samurai, much like Usagi. So presumably we're going to be seeing Yojimbo in flashbacks and things of that nature, but the series is not going to be about him. So I feel like that, I mean, there's been something similar to this done in the comic books, but nothing quite so blatant as this kind of bait and switch. I feel like because the original creator is involved, there is plenty of potential for this to be amazing, but there's also plenty of opportunity to squander that potential, because you're not making a series about Usagi Yojimbo. Just very strange. Very, very strange. But that's what we've got on that one. And then our next piece is Chucky. It is not Child's Play. Remember, there is a difference between the two now. Child's Play is the movie franchise that has nothing to do with the original movie franchise. That's the one that Mark Hamill did the voice for Chucky. And Chucky is the name of the series that is the continuation of the original movie franchise that's going to Sci-Fi. Well, we got a trailer, so you can look in the show notes for the link to that. But we also... I found out that this is not just going to Sci-Fi. This is also going to USA. So cast as broad a net as possible, I guess. It could be great. It's kind of hard to tell based off of this short teaser. But that is what we have in TV streaming. Now we're talking movie news. We have first up is an image tweeted or shared on Instagram rather from Tom Holland, reportedly from the set of Uncharted. So the Nathan Drake. Yeah. The Nathan Drake movie is in production, according to Tom Holland's Instagram. And we know Tom Holland is want to leak things. So there you go. It's happening. With all of the quarantine stuff, like really bearing down on people, hopefully they get a lot done very quickly. But that's all we have there. Next is an update for Just Cause. I guess I should have done follow-ups because both of these are technically follow-ups. Actually, I think all of these but one are technically follow-ups. So we'll count it. But Just Cause, we've talked about the fact that this is going to become a movie. Well, now we have some staff involved. First, we have Derek Kolstadt will be writing the movie. And director will be Michael Dowse, who recently directed Stuber. So, again, we already knew this was happening, but this is just an update for the staffing involved. Once we get to casting, things are going to start to get really interesting. Next is another update for New Mutants. Looks like Marvel will, and it's actually kind of an update on two different things. Marvel will actually be coming to Comic-Con at home, but only for New Mutants. This is the only thing on the schedule that is Marvel related. It's going to be a Comic-Con panel. I don't know exactly how they're going to work these out. If everyone's going to be in the same room and they're going to broadcast that room, if everyone's going to be on a Zoom call and then they're going to broadcast that Zoom call, I don't know. But it looks like all of the stars have signed on to be there. So it will be interesting once Comic-Con at home starts in a couple of weeks, if I remember correctly. And then our next update is a casting update for Black Adam. We just got the official announcement that Noah, and I'm going to butcher this last name and I apologize, Centineo. Oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Noah Centineo has been cast as Atom Smasher in the movie, which originally leaked on Reddit about a week ago, but it was a Reddit leak, so I was like, I'm not talking about this. And then people went through the original Reddit leak from approximately, I think that was like 2 months ago, and this was also there. So very interesting, kind of makes you reevaluate. We did talk about that original Reddit leak. I didn't go into great detail because, again, it's a Reddit leak, so yeah, very much a grain of salt. But yeah, this one kind of makes you reevaluate some of the stuff that you find in the most unusual places. The other part of this is Noah I'm going to have to read the name. I apologize. Centineo has also been cast as He-Man in the live action movie that we again knew was coming, but nothing has really been made known until now about it. So very interesting. Hopefully this Noah kid can hold his own. He was a model up until very recently, but I mean, Ashton Kutcher was a model as well, and he's amazing. I love that guy. So yeah, that's what we've got. Those are all the follow-ups. And then our last piece in news is actual brand new news, and that is Wishbone. That's right. They're making a Wishbone movie. Mattel and Universal are working together. I don't know how Mattel has anything to do with the rights of Wishbone because it was a PBS property. And so it kind of makes sense that that would be bought by Universal, but Mattel makes, I mean, they're doing movies, so whatever. But they're teaming up to make a film adaptation of the children's educational program based on that lovable little dog. This is going to be very interesting what comes out of this project, because again, the series that this movie is going to be based on was largely to educate children on literature. So how are you going to make a compelling 90-minute film on that, unless it's like a retelling of, I mean, you could make this into a series, I guess, and each movie will be just a longer version of what we got in the show. So like each movie will be a film, will be an adaptation of a book where the main character is played by a dog instead of a person. I mean, sure, why not? That absolutely could work and could be amazing, or it could be just the biggest dumpster fire. I don't even know. But that's all we have for movies, guys. Now we're into the rumor mill. All right, so rumor mill. Some of these are going to be quick. We're probably going to ramble on a couple of them. But by and large, I feel like this is going to be a quick-ish section. First up, we have a rumor. If you hear otherwise about this and it doesn't come directly from Netflix, then it is still just a rumor. But we do have a rumor that Space Force is getting renewed for a second season. I'm pretty excited about that. I really like the way they present their politics in this, not because they align with mine necessarily, because by and large, they really don't. But they're not... they're not being jerks about it. This is still very well written show. This is still a freaking hilarious show. And it kind of isn't taking the easy jokes. It's going for something a little bit more sophisticated. Even if it is at the expense of conservatives, it's still great. It's still hilarious. It's still respectful, even though it's poking fun. So I'm pretty excited if this is a thing that's actually going to happen. Next, we are talking about The Batman. And this one I thought was actually confirmed as actual news, but then I looked into it a little bit deeper, and it's not 100%. So, I mean, once this is like, oh, yeah, by the way, this is actually the way things are going. But... rumor is that they are not doing any more on-location shooting. So whatever we have for on-location in this movie has already been filmed. Because of quarantine lockdown things and because the restrictions are so many and so heavy, they have opted to build everything on a set in the studio and then do it that way, because then they have more control over who's on set and sick people and so on and so forth. So, I mean, obviously this one makes sense. I have no reason to think that they're not going to do this, but also no official confirmation from Pinewood or Warner Brothers. Next, we're talking about Obi-Wan, and this one is also a rumor. If you hear otherwise and it doesn't come directly from Disney Plus or me, then keep it as a rumor in your head, because it has not been confirmed. But there is a massive rumor that everybody's talking about, that Hayden Christensen will somehow reprise his role as Anakin in the Obi-Wan series. Now, what we know about the Obi-Wan series is that it's set after the events of the prequel trilogy and before the events of the Holy Trilogy. So there is theoretical possibility that we could see Christensen make an appearance under the mask of Vader. That's a possibility. As far as like flashbacks, yeah, that's very likely how they're going to do it. I think this definitely has legs, because we got Christensen's voice in The Rise of Skywalker, so he's definitely on better terms, if not good terms, with Lucasfilm these days. So yeah, this totally could be happening. I have no reason to say otherwise. Next, we're talking about, staying with the Star Wars theme, talking about Solo. There is more rumors. I feel like we've addressed this before, but this is from a different source, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Solo is not getting a sequel movie, but it is reportedly going to be getting a sequel Disney Plus series. Which I feel like I said this when we talked about it the first time. I think that's a good way to do it. I think that because of the nuance of that character and because of the way the fans love him so much, you have to do this in a very long form storytelling in order for the fans to really get on board with Alden Ehrenreich. I think I said that right. As the new Han Solo. So yeah, I want to see this happen for at least a season. Rumor doesn't say how long they're planning on it. As far as the likelihood, again, I'm pretty sure Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau can fix anything at this point, especially inside of the Star Wars universe. I mean, very specifically in the Star Wars universe. So, yes, I think this is probable. I don't know how likely, but it's more likely than not, I would say. Next, we're talking video game news, and this one's actually kind of freaking awesome, but Nintendo just registered a new Twitter account that has rumors going all over that we're going to be seeing an F-Zero game, a new F-Zero game, for the Switch. Yes, and thank you. There is every reason to believe this one is true because they wouldn't have started the, which it's still a private account, so nobody can, you can't really follow it just yet. But once they announce the game, presumably they will make it a public account and we can see all of the wonderful things. But yeah, they wouldn't have done that. People who currently work for Nintendo have said that that's the way they do business. And people who used to work for Nintendo have said, yeah, that was my job, was to purchase all of these things and create all of these things in advance so that when we announced the game, we could then just launch on all platforms all at once. So yeah, absolutely. I think that one is legit. Next, we are moving over to Disney Marvel, and that is New Mutants. There is a rumor, and this is a bogus rumor, but there is a rumor that New Mutants is going to video on demand next week. No, no, unless the it could be going to video on demand. Like, I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but next week, absolutely not. It very likely, if it's going to video on demand, it's going to happen after Comic-Con at home. So there's that. So this is kind of, half of it is very likely to be true. The other half of it is absolutely false. Next, we're talking about Dr. Doom, Mr. Victor Von Doom. There is a rumor that Giancarlo Esposito has been cast as the MCU villain. This one very, very, very is not likely. Because he's already in The Mandalorian, because he already has a couple other things going on, for this to be true, we would not be seeing Doom for many, many years to come. And I feel like there's way too much scuttlebutt about Doom being in Phase 4 at some point for this to have any sort of legs. Next, we're talking about Jamie Foxx, and this one has me kind of excited as well. The rumor is that Jamie Foxx will be playing Bishop at some point, at many points, actually, in Phase 4. Yeah, I want this to be true. I absolutely want this to be true. With him playing Spawn, I feel like that makes it slightly less probable, but still potentially a thing. And that would be such a great casting choice for Bishop. Like, I want this to happen, so I guess I'm slightly more inclined to believe it because of that. And now we're kicking back over to Star Wars. I didn't order these this time. I'm sorry. Star Wars, we have more rumors around the Lucas cut of Rise of Skywalker. If you remember, we talked about these rumors when Rise of Skywalker still had not been released, and there were supposedly three different cuts of the movie, one of which being one that was cut by George Lucas and was also presumably parts of his cut he shot with the actors. And now this new rumor is saying, is giving us numbers that approximately 40% of his cut would be new material, would be things that we did not see in the theater at all. And that is kind of where this rumor falls apart, because he wasn't the director of the movie. So to assume that he has the ability to reshoot things, yes, he is George Lucas, and presumably he has lots of power still in Hollywood somehow, but I just don't see that being an actuality. The rumor does go on to say that he has shown screenings of his cut at Skywalker Ranch, and they've gone over just as well as they did before the release of Rise of Skywalker, but I just can't buy it because of the extra shooting part of the rumor. That just makes it fall apart in the likelihood department. So it would be awesome if it was true. I just really think there's only a marginal possibility that that is the case. Next is a very interesting one that is going to kind of sound a little weird when we get into the likelihood portion of it. But Inhumans, we know, is going to be rebooted eventually. Feige has almost said those words exactly, but it hasn't been officially announced. This rumor is saying that, yes, the reboot is in the works, and we're probably going to be seeing it sometime around Phase 5, and Vin Diesel is rumored to be coming on as Black Bolt, which was originally the casting choice that they made, and then things happened, and Diesel couldn't do it, and then he became Groot. And so because he's Groot, it's almost like, well, he's already a character in the MCU. They wouldn't have him be two characters. And I don't know if that's true. I have no real basis for that feeling, but there's a definite gut feeling about this one that there is a sliver of possibility that Diesel could actually come in as Black Bolt and maintain his status as the voice of Groot. I really, because it's the only thing I really have to base that on is because it is all Disney, all Star, or all Disney, all Marvel. So yeah, there is, I'm still not going to give it a great likelihood. I'm going to say maybe about 30% possibility that this is legit, but still a fairly sizable portion of legitimacy. And then our final piece is, also Disney Marvel and is actually Deadpool. Woohoo! Deadpool is now rumored to be introduced in the MCU soonish. Again, still doesn't sound like we're going to see him until the later part of Phase 4, if we see him in Phase 4 at all. But it sounds like, according to this rumor, it sounds like what the plan is they're going to introduce him in a way that ties him very directly to the Weapon X program, which is very smart to do because that's what you have to do with Deadpool. I mean, in the first Deadpool movie, they kind of sort of implied that. They didn't come out and explicitly say that, but they left room for expansive possibilities. So now, the rumor is that he's going to be introduced in such a way that he's tied directly to Weapon X, and he's going to be something of a villain in his initial introduction. So kind of ties in with what we know from the comic book origin of the character. And that's all we have for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com to see all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the news with me, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.